We're leaving it up to the public.
Yeah, that's true. I've been sort of the bee, but then Wikipedia said I was the bird.
And there was some magazine that called me a bee, so.
Yeah, it's confusing.
For the Bird and the Bees, Greg Kirsten and Inara George, it doesn't matter which one is which, because it's the sum of the parts that creates their unique sound. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. He's a producer and multi-instrumentalist trained in jazz piano. She's a singer-songwriter and the daughter of Lowell George. But despite their differing musical backgrounds, something clicked when Greg Kirsten and Inara George first met back in 2003. The scene was the recording of Inara's solo debut, and in addition to the record, it revealed a shared love of jazz standards and 60s pop. Fast forward a few years, and the duo's now added modern twists to those genres on two albums and a series of EPs. And in 2007, spoke with me about their self-titled CD, The Bird and the Bee. How did the songs come together? Talk to us a little bit about that, because there's such a combination of your two things built into every one, it feels.
Well, I think, you know, when we get together to write, a lot of times we'll just get together at my house, and then it'll be piano and vocal, usually the way it starts, you know, and I don't know, we write really quick. I mean, we'll just sort of sit down and I'll play a little chord and then I'll sing something. It's like, oh, I like that. And then we'll kind of, you know, get a basic melody. And next thing I know, we'll be racing to finish the song. I'll be like building the track and then I'll be writing the vocals. And then we'll see who could, you know, finish the song first.
Yeah. He always finishes for me.
I make anything feel less like what it's not. Just say everything as if it's nothing. I will listen hard. I'm hearing every. Do you know why I am from out of town? I need a place to stay, someone to show me all around. A box of chocolates and a dozen flowers, just a little.
As I understand it, the thing that brought you guys together was a love of the classics. And you guys have taken it from there. What would some of those classics be?
Ooh, well, we play a lot of old standards, like Autumn Leaves. That was one. You Don't Know What Love Is. That was another one. Mm-hmm. Lowell in My Life. That's one we used to play.
But then we also play other covers, like Hopelessly Devoted to
You. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember we did Prince covers when we first started?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did, like, David Bowie and,
You can really breathe the San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I've got lots of friends in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. Make a fortune in some back rock. They can pull you far away from home. With a dream in your heart, you never alone. Dreams turn into dust and blow away. And there you are without a friend. You pack your car right away. I've got lots of friends in San Jose.
Just one of the cover tunes in the Bird and the Bees repertoire, that's Do You Know the Way to San Jose, recorded live at Joe's Pub in New York City. To hear the complete interview and performance, visit the audio archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.